Step one, set massive goals. You know, because my whole life I've lived under below my potential. You know, I like every time I set a really big goal, and even if I didn't achieve it the next year, like I was like, oh man, if I could just build a company that does 100,000, like I'll go back to when I was selling. Oh, if I could just generate $1 million in sales, that would be amazing. And then like worked hard every day on, you know, built the list with Seamless, got to a million. And then I'm like, man, I could get to 10. I should go and shoot for 5 million or 10 million. And then I do that. And then I shoot for 50 million and then do that. So I think like, number one, it sets with like having really big targets, really big goals for five pillars of your life. Professional, like what are your professional goals? Number two, personal. What are your personal goals? The shit that has nothing related to do with work. Number three, health goals. Like health. And then number four, wealth. Number five, relationships. If any one of these pillars gets messed up, it literally, I call it a domino effect. It falls and it destroys the entire empire. So for example, if I'm a multimillionaire and I eat shitty, I drink shitty, I don't work out, like I'm literally dying inside every day of my life, none of the money is going to save me. You know, you look at Steve Jobs, the only thing that he would have done anything to not have the cancer, to not pass away. Like he talks about in interview after interview, like I would do anything to get my health back. So any one of these five pillars goes down, you're screwed. So I'm big in doing whatever it takes, setting massive goals for these five pillars, and then reverse engineer the daily activity to hit that. And if it's a work thing, you know, you can't use 365 days. There's only 265 days in a year, Monday through Friday. So take whatever your professional target is, divide it by 265, and then go do that thing. And then the only thing stopping you from the big goal, and then the reverse engineer, the daily activity required to hit it, is three things. And I know we're flying. I'm going to try to slow it down. Let me bring down the pace for a second. So number one, knowledge. To go from average life to epic dream life. Point A to point B, average or shitty life, point A to epic dream life, point B, the number one thing holding you back is knowledge. So it's like, pay the people that have the secrets. So my second best-selling book is Sales Secrets. It's like, go find the people that have written books, that have the expertise to tell you, that have done the things that you want to do to go where you want to go. And go pay them, buy their shit, get coached by them, get mentored by them, so that you gain the knowledge to go from point A, average or bad life, to point B, dream life. So then once you have the knowledge, right? So let's just say we are entrepreneurs or salespeople, because I know a lot of this show is small business owners. Let's just say we're a small business owner. We're making 100K. Man, if I could just like hire, I'm a solopreneur. 96% of businesses are small businesses. I'm a solopreneur. I'm barely like paying my bills and I'm paying myself 20, 40, 50, like K. I'm not making any money. I'm grinding every day for the past few years. If I could just get to $1 million, I could hire a few people, take home 250, 400K and be free, financially free, right? Okay, well, who are the entrepreneurs in my business, in my industry that went from average business owner to epic dream life business owner, and then pay them to coach you, mentor you, give you the books, give you the secrets. So knowledge is the first step to doing that. And then the second is activity. Like you gotta put in the activity. Like once you have the knowledge and you don't do shit with it, like you're dead in the water. Example, let me share a quick story. My guy, Phil, fucking love him. He's like, he is our culture, like multiplier. Phil, genius. He joined Seamless like recently right out of college. And he's like our pump up guy for the whole culture. And then he also did my PR, was an SDR. And now he's on the design team, leading the design team. But when he started at Seamless, you know, this was years ago, he was reading any book possible about anything. And I'm like, dude, you do what 99% of people don't do. They like read. It's like, it takes me 30 days to 2 years to write a book. All my secrets that I have to give to you from everything I learned, 30 days to really 2 years. And most authors, like this one took me 22 days. This one took me 2 years. And then Seven Figure Social Selling took me a year. Like, these people spend their whole lives giving you the secrets. So he would already read about the secrets, which is amazing. But the one thing he did bad was he would just read about fucking anything. That's like, oh, well, why don't I just drive down this street today in my car? Oh, there's a new stop sign and a new way to go. I'm just going to go that way. Like, you got to read about the things and the goals you're trying to accomplish and get the knowledge and then put the activity against the knowledge that you have to achieve the goals. For example, my passion is multifamily real estate. I want to do a ton of multifamily real estate, but all of my time and energy is in building a 1,000-person company that IPOs over the next 12 to 24 months. So reading about multifamily real estate, reading about crypto, reading about these things, like my greatest return, like I'm giving my investors like a freaking 20x multiple on their dollar. I'm giving myself 20, 30, 40x multiple on my dollar. So when I spend any amount of time not on the business and these other five pillars, health, wealth, relationships, and personal, I'm just throwing it away. So you got to put in that activity to the right things. And then lastly, the third thing that could kind of crumble those five pillars is fear. I tell people, like, fuck your fears. Or if we want to make it more PG, face your fears. Face your fears and overcome them. Because, like, if you've got the knowledge, but fear is holding you back from the activity, oh, man, more businesses have failed because of fear. More entrepreneurs have failed because of fear. But when I was a kid getting made fun of in grade school at Westlake Elementary in Cleveland, Ohio, like, there was nothing else to fear, like getting beat up, getting picked on, whatever. Like, so I just learned at an early age, like, who gives a shit what people think? Do what you need to do to serve your customers, serve your audience, and then grow your business, grow your company. That's what it's about.